You're listening to SBS News.
After dominating the social media landscape for the better part of a generation, Meta has announced its first ever staff cuts. In a company-wide email, CEO Mark Zuckerberg said he wrongly believed the tech sector's boom would outlive the pandemic.
Not only has online commerce returned to prior trends, but the macroeconomic downturn, increased competition, and ad signal loss have caused our revenue to be much lower than I'd expected. I got this wrong, and I take responsibility for that.
In recent years, the company's focus has shifted towards creating its virtual reality metaverse, which Mr. Zuckerberg believes will eventually replace smartphones. Meta is spending more than $15 billion annually developing it, and that has investors concerned. The tech giant has already lost $14.5 billion this year, along with two-thirds of its stock value. Wedbush Securities analyst Daniel Ives says the company's decision to focus on its metaverse was a risky one, and it isn't paying off.
Facebook was spending like 1980s rock stars, and now growth has really come off significantly. The metaverse strategy continues to be an uphill battle. And in this macro environment, they're seeing a significant challenge from social media growth. And I think that fundamentally has really been the perfect storm for Zuckerberg and Facebook.
With about 2.9 billion active users, Facebook is still the world's largest social media platform. But this year, it saw its first ever decline in members, and TikTok was most probably to blame. The Chinese video platform has exploded in popularity since the beginning of the pandemic. When it comes to teens and young adults, technology writer Michael Malone says Facebook cannot compete.
Zuckerberg has gone full obsession on metaverse. He believes that's the future of, you know, human existence, and that's the future of Meta. And the result is nothing. People who have tried it don't find it that exciting, almost a lonely experience. The metaverse is sort of just sitting dead in the water. TikTok is taking over the world. I mean, there's no question about it. Google is beginning to really feel the impact of TikTok as well. So I think he didn't get the next big thing for kids.
The downturn is being felt industry-wide. Twitter halved its workforce earlier this week, and Microsoft, Snapchat, and Netflix have cut back too. Mr. Ives says there's likely more to come.
I think this is the beginning of what's going to be much broader layoffs across Silicon Valley and tech. Some darker days ahead as this recession's on the doorstep. It just shows the recession. It's not Teflon-like in terms of big tech. They're going to see the challenge, and that's what you're seeing play out today. I think this is just tip of the iceberg of what's going to be a tougher environment ahead.
Meta says every employee will receive at least 16 weeks severance pay. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.